About 7 years ago, when I first came to this minyan, almost 7 years ago, I think it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, one of the two. Rabbi Sarfati used to be the Rav who prayed with us. It was back before there was a Sephardi Mashgiach. And Rabbi Sarfati, he said halakha every morning, one Rosh Chodesh, he decided to say, you know, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you can talk Agadah. So we're going to do the same thing. Said over at Ben Yishchai, and I'm going to try the same. Okay, so the Ben Yishchai writes, in his Keren Yeshua, his Perush on Megillat Esther, the Ben Yishchai writes that Haman had a complaint, Yeshua Amechad Befuzarim for Rabin Ha'amim, right? Everyone knows this is the famous thing, all the Jews are divided, whatever, so the Midrash and the Targum Hashani have various, a number of a whole variety of ta'anot that Haman said, you know, he had a whole list of complaints about the Jews. They're this, they're that, whatever, you know, and the anti-Semites got it from somewhere. So Haman had a lot of complaints. So Yeshno, the Midrash Rabbah says, what does it mean Yeshno Amechad? Means that there's a nation out there, they eat and they eat and they eat, and they say, Oneg Shabbat, Oneg Yom Tov, it's Iran, right? It's Oneg Shabbat, Oneg Yom Tov, and they ruin the economy. They ruin the economy because they eat so much. The Ben Yishchai says, what do you mean they ruin the economy? You buy food, you eat it, that's good for the economy. You get the economy going. What do you mean it's bad for the economy, huh? What's Haman's ta'ana to Achashverosh? That they eat on and they say, Oneg Shabbat, Oneg Yom Tov, and they say, that, and he says that that's bad for the economy. What's Pishat? So the Ben Yishchai explains that we have this idea in Kabbalah that there was a Chalukah. Rabbi Yael ben Chaim actually was telling me this part. Yeah, started telling me this part the other day, actually. It's very funny. There's a Chalukah between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh goes to Esav. Olam Haba goes exclusively to Yaakov. But just like when I sell, I have two houses to sell, right? I have two buildings to sell, one in front of the other, and then you can only get to the second one from the driveway of the first one, right? Halacha is, ha-mocher shnei batim l'shnei b'nei adam, you sell two houses to two people, you have the person who buys, the one that's closer to the street, must give a derech, must give a pathway to the second guy to be able to get to his house.
But only to him.
Only to him, yeah. At least he has to have a pathway that's for him to use. And whatever he wants to do with it, whatever it is. So too, we want to get to Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold Olam Hazeh to Esav and Olam Haba to Yaakov, but Esav has to give us a derech to use Olam Hazeh in order to get to Olam Haba. So whatever is the bare necessities of living, of existing in this world, in order to, you know, send our children to yeshiva, to teach Torah, to learn, to eat, to do mitzvot, you are allowed to use Olam Hazeh, and Esav can't claim, Hashem, pay me back. So whatever your bare necessities are, you know, your weekday dinner, your Shabbat food, whatever it is to live, and do the basics of the mitzvah, Hashem won't pay Esav back. But when you go out of your way, you go to Bistro on Thursday night, and Sunday night, and you go to Chosen on Monday, or Golan on Thursday, that doesn't come automatically. Hashem has to pay Esav back for that. There is no CAF card for that. Hashem actually has to take out his credit card and pay Esav. So Esav is very happy when you do that. But when you just go to the CAF and you get by with, you know, the pasta at lunch, instead of going to whatever, to Eden Walk or whatever it is, so Esav's not happy because he's not getting paid for the bare necessities. He doesn't make money on that. So Yeshnam is Amechadim for Esav Forad, what they say, Onek Shabbat, Onek Yom Tov, what's Pshat? It doesn't say that they ate on Shabbat and Yom Tov. It's just they say, Oneg Shabbat, Oneg Yom Tov. Says the Ben Yishchai, there's a Gemara in Ketubot. First, there's a Pasuk in Mishle. It says, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. There's two Biurim in this Pasuk. All the days of a poor person are pathetic. They're sorrowful. Why? Gemara says, because he eats bad food. He can't afford good food. Only on Shabbat he eats good food. Gemara says, okay, so if he's eating on Shabbat good food, so at least one of his days is good. Gemara says, no, Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. What does that mean, Kol? Even Shabbat is bad. Because all week long he's eating food. Come Shabbat, he eats something good. Gemara says, Shinui veset techilat choli. When you start changing up your diet, it actually gets you sick. So if you all week long you're eating bad food, then for one day a week you eat good food, your body might not be misuga, might not be able to handle it. So therefore, even that's going to be a bad digestive situation for you, and because your body won't be ready to take on that food, and all the days of an ani will be bad. So how do you get around that? You eat good food all week long. That's how you get around it. So that's what they were doing in Paras. They were in Paras and Madai. They were eating good food all week long, even Shabbat food. They would eat the Shabbat food all week long. Why? So that they wouldn't get sick on Shabbat. And then that way, they said all week long is Oneg Shabbat and Oneg Yom Tov. And now when the whole thing is L'shem Shamayim, and not l'shem olam hazeh, this comes for free. And Esau doesn't get paid back for it. Because the whole thing is coming in l'shem mitzvah. It's a bare necessity. In order to experience Shabbat, I need to have this weekday experience also. That's also onik Shabbat and also onik Yom Tov. And that's why Esau wasn't getting paid back. That's why it's bad for the economy when the Jews do this. And that's what Haman's ta'ana was. They go to all the restaurants in Manhattan and in Great Neck and in Queens and in Teaneck, but they don't pay me back, says Esau. Because they claim that they need this for their mitzvah. So that was the basic ta'ana that Ben Yishkai has. One more ha'ara from the Ben Yishkai in the same pasuk. It says in the Targum Sheini that they go to the pool in the summers and they go to the hot tub in the winters. That was the other ta'ana that Haman had. So the Ben Yishkai says, what do you mean? Well, who cares where they go to the pool or the hot tub? Take a hot bath in the winter and a cold shower in the summer. What's the problem? So the Ben Yishkai says, because Torah is two things. Torah is the Mishnah le'esh u'lamayim. It's hoy kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim. Everyone who's thirsty should go to the water. And Torah is also ke'esh, right? Haloch kol devarai ke'esh l'madonai. Says Yirmiyahu Navi. So Torah is esh and it's water. So the Ben Yishkai says, if the Torah was really firing them up, they wouldn't have to go to the hot tubs in the summer and in the winter. And if it was really cooling them down, like water does, so then they wouldn't have had to take a cold shower in the summer. Elama, they weren't learning Torah. So Haman said, you can get them Achashverosh because they're not learning. Because if they were learning, it would be their temperature control. It would be just fine. So there are two ha'aros from the Ben Yishkai. The first one is they eat l'shem shem shemayim, and the second one is that they don't learn Torah. So Achashverosh, you can get them. Now, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, amen. Everybody should have a chodesh tov.
What about Hillel and Shammai, that Shammai was the
Shabbat?
Yeah. How come they didn't do that midah?
Like,
why does it have to be the sick reason?
But this is even the food that they eat during the week. Oh, you're saying because according to Hillel, who had a lot of emunah, every day he's buying another one. So then that's also the Shem Shemaim, that purchase. But maybe Lema Freit becomes, I don't know, maybe not. That's a good question. Yeah, that's a very, do you say Bireira? No.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, good. You just put two sugyot and beitzah together on the Ben Yishkai. Beautiful. I don't know, it's a very good question. Okay. Very good.
Yeah,
if you say that there's Bireira, so then it's going to be a problem for Hillel. If you say Ein Bereira, so then I bought it already. So it was a Shem Shabbat. It's not going to change. So yeah, it's another answer. Very good. Okay, good.